It is July 6th, 2021. It's Tuesday, and I am on my way to my summer school job. And looking back, I'm going 5 miles over the speed limit, and I've got a giant truck behind me that's coming up on me. It's interesting on this island to see the real aggressiveness that these large vehicles drive the roads here. In California, it wasn't semi-trucks, they would go just with the flow of traffic and they just didn't behave this way. And these are dangerous vehicles, many, many times larger than a, small compact Honda like I've got, your typical passenger car. They even pass on these single lane highways, one lane in each direction. These trucks will pass people. I've seen it happen on even in some relatively dangerous areas where the visibility wasn't the best in terms of oncoming traffic, and the guy still, a semi truck would still pass. Pretty crazy. So I took a pill last night, atrazodone. I don't like them. But if your aim is first to survive, at least physically, another day, with having your consciousness be co-opted or dominated by another human being, a malicious human being, then trazodone is helpful. So the last time I had taken a pill was, I believe, 12 days before. And then prior to that, it was 99 days. And the 99 days was basically a record. This entity, this succubus extension connection, this subtle parasite, it first came into me. I contend in its benign form in February of 2019. And it lasted a week before I kicked it out because it was just dominating my every sense, especially my mind. And I gave it the boot because it was coming between me and God. I gave it the boot. This thing was meant to be, this relationship, this existence was meant to be lifelong. And but I had no idea that this immature status, this immature unfinished realization of mine, would involve another human being like this. I had no idea. And so I kicked her out a week later, and then 2 days later, came to be dominated by this, I call it its opposite. It is an opposite. It's a negative, absolutely negative, destructive consciousness. For some months, she would, because it all, the timing, the interactions, all these things, I know who it was, and I didn't want to have to defend that, although my mother thinks it's just, there's no way a girl, a human, could be doing what is happening to me. she thinks it's just I opened myself up and got taken over or invaded by I don't know what you would call it, a hostile spirit. Well, you know, that hostile spirit, in my opinion, has to have, or most often has, a human source. And that's my experience. But, and so last night, you know, it was basically a strong, quick heartbeat with a staccato beat that caused a negative vibration throughout my body. And so to go to bed and just have to contract your chest muscles against it, against this insult to your heart, you know, that's no fun. And but it, you know, prevents sleep. And then the negative little barbs, it's like little negative energy being pushed into me, different parts of my body. A negative stimulation of a left testicle, you know, 2 inches above and to the left of your belly button, or an inch above and an inch to the right of your belly button, or different areas just piercing. It's like a little, not like a pin needle, it's a little broader than that, but it not quite so piercing as that, but it hurts. There's a sense of pain as this energy enters you, and you know, up and down my back, and you know, behind my thyroid, behind my heart, behind my thymus gland, and then of course, you know, trying to bundle up energy, wrap it up, and, you know, fill my thymus gland, which is a favorite occupation for her. Or preoccupation, pastime. And then I think why I want to do this entry is, what is this? You know, yes, it is concerning. I don't feel generally now a real separate negative kernel in my heart. Sometimes I'll feel something moving there, or some pain in there, but I don't really have a sense generally of it being a separate, definable, you know, in a defined area, kernel of my consciousness, or her consciousness, in my heart muscle. And I think part of that is due to the fact that she's been in there for, let's see, from 2019, 2021, over 2 years now. So my body is like not embracing it, but you know, you see these deformations in trees, you know, where there's like a stone that is growing up and around, and the tree just kind of deforms, it kind of grows around it, or I don't know, maybe you pound a spike into the trunk. You know, the trunk can't get rid of it, so the trunk kind of grows a bunch of calloused material, you know, bark material, whatever, hardened material, dead material, something. Some material to kind of wall off this infection or this source of contamination. I don't really think that's happened much in my heart. I feel like my heart is even more susceptible and weakened by her. Just a parenthetical comment here. I remember exercising pretty vigorously on a treadmill in the Coachella Valley in the Palm Springs area of the desert of Southern California, trying to see if I can't live there and have this problem in me. And you know, I definitely could tell that when she was paying a lot of attention to me, she could get my heart rate up to, I don't know, 105 or something. 105 on the treadmill. The treadmill was at set to 12 degrees or whatever the highest was. Was it 15 degrees? I don't remember. But the highest setting it had in terms of incline. And then I'd be walking up to about 3 or 3.1 miles per hour, but off more often probably 2.8 or something like that, 2.8 miles per hour. So it wasn't a massively vigorous regimen, but I would do it for an hour. And then when she wasn't paying attention to me, that let's say the BPM or beats per minute would drop from 105 down to 90 or so, sometimes below 90 on the same setting. And but just two nights ago, I went on a hike and my heart rate was at 132, and I wasn't even going that hard. And it was a harsh staccato beat causing a negative vibration throughout my body. And there was absolutely no excuse for the 132. I mean, at most it should have been 95 or something. Yeah, I wasn't going that hard on the hike. And I stopped and rinsed off, and it didn't really come down much. And then even 15 minutes after, on my return, coming down a hill, was still at like 116. This was two nights ago. And so it became clear to me that the ability to harm my heart and to overwhelm my heart, weaken my heart, wear it out, has only grown with her. And another parenthetical comment is that I have much greater difficulty fasting. There's been a couple days recently where I petered out at, you know, maybe I wake up at 5 and maybe it's at 8 o'clock or at 10 o'clock or yesterday is at 1 o'clock. I petered out the fast ate. My resolve to eat is definitely weaker. I'm bummed by that. I look haggard. I look like shit. I really do. So enough with that. I need to fast. You know, that's end of story, and it's just one of God's rules, you know. I haven't shown the discipline to have like an apple at breakfast and like a large salad at dinner with tortilla chips or pasta or sardines or chocolate. I mean, or peanut butter and honey sandwich or whatever. To avoid all those, I haven't done that. So I don't know if it's possible to accrue sufficient etheric energy with a very light eating pattern. But my experience is that for sure with the fast, you know, God recognizes a fast as penance, as an attempt to purify, and will give you a lot of extra etheric energy to help you get what you want, what you need. And I just haven't done it since last July, a year ago now. It's a long story why I took this job this summer. I could have used the time this summer to fast and to contemplate. And I haven't had that time because I took a summer school job. Because it's at a school that I may want to transfer to or relocate to. And so I'm there building relationships. But what's the point of having a job if your soul has been sucked out of you and your heart is on the edge of cardiac arrest. You know, it just doesn't make much sense. Not too wise, but I did it. What's the other thing I want to say? Yeah, the reason that what prompted me for this to do this entry today is just this feeling of a, you know, the girl's got a kernel of identity, of subtle contamination within me, in my heart muscle. And then all this other stuff is this etheric energy that, how does it feel or appear? I will tell you that it's like a wind, a black wind or a breeze blowing about you, and I just feel it blown up into my left temporal lobe, my right temporal lobe, and it blows around and then swirls and then disappears, and but it causes pain where it goes and disruption where it goes. And so there's a sense of this wind is, what's interesting, it's not really, there's no sense as like auto-generated like by my body on the cellular level, and it's not at all like any of my experiences with Kundalini, because it's from an external malicious conscious agent or conscious agent. And it's again, like I've said, described, a negative Reiki, a negative healing. It's etheric energy bent on causing disruption to my functioning. And it goes here and there. And it's so disconcerting to feel like a dart of energy going into my solar plexus here and there, or much. And when I was in California, more close to this girl, massive wads of it. I mean, just truckloads coming into me. You know, now it's, you know, as I've described, it's like 1/4 of the intensity as it was in California. But still, over time, she can grow it here, make it stronger. And I do believe, you know, it's my, that my own native energy, like the energy of my heart can be taken and siphoned off and repurposed for my own demise. So, so while yes, she can hit me with energy that transcends the space-time continuum to some extent, but it's much weaker than it is when you're close to her. You know, I'm 2,400 miles away. Thank God, praise the Lord on that one. But but there's some of my own native etheric energy is being deformed and used to attack myself under her direction. But yeah, there I was last night, and you know, I'd gone to bed later than I should have. I'm watching I rarely ever do this, but I'm watching a Netflix show called Manifest, which is okay. You know, it's got some it's got some underlying message of humans being agents or subordinate to a higher and greater intelligence that connects all of us in there's a psychic connection among people. And that's, you know, I have buy-in on that. There were a couple of episodes in the beginning that it had an angel or something going on there. Although the angel looked really creepy. I don't know. I'm really thinking that it's a fallen angel, or it ought to be like a fallen angel. But now I'm into the second season, and it's a little bit too heavy on the symbolism and some apocrypha kind of stuff, and not so much on the powers that people have, or the spiritual transformation that can occur in people when imbued or sublimated to this deeper awareness. So it's a little bit off, but it's got enough going on in it for me to, it's still, all these little miracles are happening, and it's, oh, I don't know, whatever. So I was up too late, and so I'm in bed, and from 9:30 till 11:30, when I took the pill, the trazodone, at about 11 p.m., and it's probably 45 minutes later, I feel like a 6-inch radius, no, 6-inch diameter centered about my thymus gland become kind of light up and become calm. So what's interesting about the trazodone, I've had different effects with it. When I was in California, it often would dissolve tension in my brain, which I really needed. I mean, she was just hammering my brain mercilessly and making it like so rigid, you know, rigor mortis. I just couldn't sleep. My brain could not relax enough to drop into unconsciousness and sleep. And so I could feel these lesions in my brain. It felt like suckers, or, you know, like in the movie Alien, you had this creature that would grip your face and then dangle its egg-laying tentacle down into your esophagus, and maybe it was in your stomach that it would plant the egg. But anyways, these things kind of attached and leeching off of my different body parts, especially areas in my brain. And those pieces, I could feel them, like these sections of just hard gripping etheric energy would dissolve under the influence of the trazodone. It would also make my whole being less receptive to spirit, but, you know, I'd be nauseous and all these other negative symptoms. But the main thing is that my brain all of a sudden would relax enough that I could sleep. But it would wear me out. It's not a good thing to be taking on a regular basis. I know that. A lot of downsides to taking a pill like that. But whatever negative energetic attack was going on with my brachial plexus, that dissolved last night, and I felt calm in that area. And it wasn't long after that I felt my brain relaxed to some extent as well. Enough to sleep. Still, I think by, I don't know, 4 a.m. or 5 a.m., the staccato control beat was back at it. You know, she was up. It's about a 3-hour difference between here and California. So, you know, 4 or 5 a.m. for me is like, you know, that's when you're up and meditating in California. And it's, I am so ripe for the molestation when I'm asleep. That's something that it's hard for her to pass on an opportunity to dominate me and undermine my heart as I sleep. So it's not a time of great renewal and replenishment in me. That's it. It's just, that's the main thing. The main thing is just this the feeling of these little gusts of wind within me, swirling about me, that weren't mine, and that were meant to hurt me. And if I could get a 3D visual of it, you know, like you can spray something into a laser beam light, a laser light that maybe you can't see. It's those trip lines you've seen in some movies, maybe at knee level, to trip and sound the alarm when someone crosses it when they walk. But if you spray, but it might be invisible to anyone seeing it. But if it's dark and you spray something there, you can see it. So what I mean is, you know, give a 3D effect to something that is otherwise not visual or not readily visualized. And it would probably, I imagine that there's a cloak, like a swirling dust storm of negative energy around me. And it maybe waxes and wanes depending on her attention level. And God's allocation of defenses, or, you know, to defend me. But there's this dust storm of negative energy around me that's just swirling, little cloud might extend out a few feet or more, I don't know, and depending, you know, I don't know how thick it is. Maybe it even obscures my body. You can't even see it. If you were seeing the subtle level, maybe you wouldn't even be able to see my body because it's so obscured by this thick, subtle haze around me. But even if it's just a light, you know, a light little cloud here and there around me, it is disruptive. It doesn't belong there, and it does send energy into my body. And because it's pulled, like if there's a gravitational pull that only God can sunder, if I'm pure enough and strong enough and worthy enough, then God will break that negative gravity, that negative connection, because that kernel of her identity in my heart gives her license to accumulate this death storm. And that's all I'll say. So there's a storm of energy about me, and I can feel it, and it prevents me from sleeping, and it certainly stops me from my face from glowing, or my being from transmitting joy and health and communicating that to others. It definitely is a big kibosh on that. Yeah, I'm like a prisoner of hers. So that's about it. Wish me luck today.